Okay, here we go. So we're going to start Maseches Ksubis in the very first Mishnah, which talks about, you know, we're going to see a lot of interesting, sensitive topics, exciting topics, but we'll start from the beginning. Here we go. You're going to find right away that the Gemara is going to start on one topic, and then it's going to move to a different topic. It's going to shift us around to interesting things. So it says the Mishnah as follows. V'sula niseis l'yom harvi. A woman who has never been married before, right? A basula. So she gets married on Wednesday. Okay, so it's Shem kid gets married and say, I want to get married. Wednesday is the day for Jewish people to get married. We'll see if we move along why that is not always the minhag anymore. But basula niseis l'yom harvi v'almanu l'yom hachamishi. And Amana, a woman who's been married before, right? She has a widow, so she gets married on Thursday. Why? Shepa'amim b'shabbos, but pa'mayim b'shabbos, but edinin yoshvin b'yaros b'yom hasheni or b'yom hachamishi. She'im ha'elo tainas b'sulim haya mashkin lebezdin. So what does Wednesday have to do with it? What's Wednesday? Wednesday's not random. The reason they would get married on Wednesday was because what's going to happen? They get married. That night, the husband and wife are going to be together for the first time. And he might find out, right? That's the Torah talks about that possibility, right? Together, he realizes, oh my gosh, she was a mizana. Remember, the old minog was you would get engaged. You would do erisin, right? Kiddushin. And then for a year, you'd be separate. And then it would do nisun a year afterwards. And if a woman during that time would be with another man, she's an Eishes Ish. When she wants to do Kiddushin, she's already Eishes Ish. They're already married. So at that point, if she would, in that year span, right, it would turn out now that they're together, and he says, wait a second, she doesn't have her Basulim anymore, right? She sounds like she's been with somebody else. So yikes, maybe that happened while she was already engaged to him, right? Already, we call it engaged. It's not really engaged. Already married to him, basically. How do you have Kiddushin, and he's going to want to go right away to Beis Din. Rashi points out, and he'd want to go right to Beis Din, because what would Beis Din do? Beis Din would always meet on Mondays and Thursdays. So Mondays and Thursdays have always been it's from the Karnas Chachamim, that would always
the day after.
So it's the day after Wednesday night would be Thursday morning. Have a chance to go right to Beis Din.
What's this word? Okay?
Pa'amim. Like, pa'amim. So twice.
Oh, twice.
Twice. Yeah, twice. Because twice.
Regular
from Pa'amim B'Shabbos, twice a week, they would meet in Beis Din. Look at Rashi for a second. So Rashi is B'Sheni B'Chamishi. Third line in Rashi. Achas me'ezra takonos shetikin Ezra. Ezra set up 10 takonos, and one of them was Beis Din always sits on Mondays and Thursdays. The Gemara there explains all of them. But what's the point? They made this takana. Why? Why did they make you get married on Wednesday? What's going to happen? He's going to be very upset the next day. He'll get up, he'll go right to Beis Din. You say, what do you mean? Maybe I'd rather not get so upset. No, you want him to go when he's upset. Why? If there's a time between Yesh Lachush, Shema Yispayes, Vitiskara Daito, I say, nah, it's not such a big deal, and he'll leave it alone, Vitiskaimena, he'll stay with her. You'd say, oh, so nice, Shalom Bayes. Not Shalom Bayes. Why? If she was an Ashes Ish, right, she was married to him, and then she went with another guy, she's forbidden to him, right? Vishema, he's Zinsa Tachta Venestra love. Again, we don't know. It could be she lost her Psulim, you know, years before they were ever engaged. But if it was because she was with somebody else, so then she's forbidden to him. In which case, we want to make sure that he goes straight away and goes right to Beis Din. So if you skip down a few lines in Rashi, where it's the first one line, when we talk, sheyavo le Beis Din, yisbar hadavar uch sheyatza hakol, shem yavo edim. And if he goes to Beis Din, so then what's going to happen? Everyone's going to hear about it, and maybe edim will come who can say, oh yeah, we saw her go in some hotel with some other guy, and you'll find out what actually happened. So the point is, that's why we go ahead and have them get married on Wednesday, so you can go to Beis Din on Thursday. What's the kasha?
Why
not have weddings on Sundays? Why not have weddings on Sundays? The Gemara doesn't talk about that. Why not Sunday? We'll have to see. But that's what this is all about. Fine. So that's the Mishnah. Mishnah is Basula. We didn't explain it all yet, why an Almana gets married on Thursday. We didn't explain that yet. We're going to have to see about an Almana later. Right? Because the Mishnah gave two things. That Basula gets married on Wednesday, and Almana gets married on Thursday. We didn't explain why Thursday for the Almana yet. We'll have to see. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr of Shmuel. Why is it that they said that a basula gets married on Wednesday? The fish is shaninu, and we could give a different answer. Because we taught, higias man velo nisu. So again, what was we mentioned before, that every time people get married, there's two steps. There's kiddushin, the giving of the kesef, the shtar, right? And then we wait a year, and then do nisuin. singing, going on the chuppah, you know, yichud, whatever the examples are. But there would be two steps in marriage, and they would be split a year apart. Part of that, the reason was, it was help the husband would take time to like make enough money so he could set up a house, etc. Fine. So what would happen if a year comes and they don't, and now it's time to get married, and what happens if they start to delay? Okay. So what's the halacha? Lefisha shaninu higiyaz man. What if the time arrives? Velonisu, and they don't go ahead and get married, right? He doesn't do nisun with her. Ochlos mishalo, but ochlos bitruma. So we've mentioned this way, I don't remember when, a long time ago in Yavamos, we talked about this case, but that the halacha is, when a man is married to a woman, once she is nises, once there's nisuin, he's now responsible for her, right? He has to take care of her, you know, her physical needs, right? She has to make sure she has what to eat, he has to make sure she has a place to live, etc. So what happens if the zman nisuin arrives, it's been a year, and they didn't actually do nisuin? So the halacha is, ochos bishlo. Now she eats from his money. He's got to pay for it, right? But ochos b'truma. And if he's a kohen, right? She's a bas yisrael. Let's say she's a bas yisrael. He's a kohen. So once she becomes a, while they still just did kiddushin, we don't allow her to eat truma yet. But once nisuin happens, now he's allowed. Now she's allowed to eat truma. So what? So the halacha is, if the zman arrives and they didn't do nisuin, so she already starts to eat from his food. But ochos truma, and she can actually eat truma. Okay. So what might happen? What if they got engaged on a Sunday, right? Or whatever the year is up, whenever the year was up, would be on a Sunday, right? I would think that he has to pay for her food. He's gonna buy her, you know, a salad, Sammy's, whatever. He's gotta pay for her lunch, right? So why do we teach it? It's Yom Revi to teach me that you're gonna say, the year's up, right? The year's up. Here's time to go. So what's going to happen for those couple of days? She's going to think, time to cash in. He's got to pay for me. And the answer is no. Since we say, we wait till Wednesday, we're letting you know that during that little gap, right, from the time the year is up until they get married, that's not his fault. He's not being negligent. He's following the Kanz Chacham. So as you guys say...
Mishnah doesn't say that the year is like specific. Ah, right?
So it sounds like we're saying that. Right. We're going to see. Exactly. We're going to see later on. But it sounds like there's like specifically this amount of time, right, that the year is up. Or I said year. Higia Zman. Okay. Whatever the Zman is, I said year. But Higia Zman. It was typically a year, but we'll see.
It's whatever they agreed
on. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. But look at Rashi. Higia Zman velo nisu, Rashi says. Lekamen beperek afalpi, later on in Daf Nun Zayin, Tanan, nosin lebesula shnei masar chodesh. They would give 12 months. Mishatava habal. Vihizir al nisu and lefarnes atzma betachshitin. Right, so they would have that 12-month period, right? So that between when they would do Kiddush and do Nisuin. So the point being, again, you're to say, this isn't a reason. We already gave the reason. The reason was given, the Gemara's asked this guy. The reason was given by the Mishnah. The Gemara is now saying, like, the rationale that we're teaching this is to teach you that it's not his fault. That if you wait till Wednesday, you're supposed to get married on Sunday. Don't worry, from Monday and Tuesday, he's not, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's not in trouble, that he wasn't paying, he doesn't have to pay, because Chazal was the ones who told him he has to get married on Wednesday. Okay? Okay. So Amar of Yosef, Marid Avram, he says, what's going on here? That literally means the master of Abraham. Right, but what's going on here? Tali Tanya, but the low Tanya. Right, you're making one Brisa, you know, Tanaitic statement dependent on another one that doesn't exist. Gemara says, whoa, hey Tanya, a halo Tanya. What do you mean? One was taught, one not taught. Ha Tanya, ha Tanya. They're both taught. They both exist. Both of these Mishnayos are real. So El, no, Tali Tanya the Mefarish Taima, but the Tanya the Lomafarish Taima. No, what you did was you took one brisa, right, one Tanaitic statement that explains the rationale, and connected to another one which doesn't explain the rationale. Right, our Mishnah explains the rationale, but the second Mishnah does not. So what's going on here? So Ela Itma Hachima. I'll tell you what's really going on. This is what you should really say. Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Right, this is how you should really read with this statement. Why did we say that a Basula gets married on Wednesday? Because again, if he would have a Tanas Basula, he'd be nervous. He realizes, yikes, maybe she was Mizana, he would be able to go to the Basin right away the next morning. So Gemara says, Vitinase be'echa b'shabbis, right? So why not just get married on Sunday? And he could go ahead and just go right away on Monday also. That would also work. So answers, you know, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shaktu chachamim atakanas benos Yisrael. Shehei torach besuda shlosha yamim. Echa b'Shabbos, v'sheni b'Shabbos, v'shlishi b'Shabbos. We wanted to make sure it was really nice. Remember, they didn't have like refrigerators, right? So you start preparing for the wedding on Thursday, Friday, you can't prepare on Shabbos. You have a wedding on Sunday, you don't have time to really get ready, right? So they said, we'll make the weddings b'dafka on Wednesday, so you'll have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to get all ready, right? And then Wednesday you'll get married.
It's like a practical reason.
Practical, but also like it makes it more covetic for the women getting married, right? More of a covetic, they can spend time. You know, it's practical, but it's also practical, so it makes it nicer, right? It gives more cover, right? So now we just filled in the blank, right? Why we don't do Sunday? The achshiv shishaninu shaktu. Oh, so shishaninu higiyazman velo nisu. Oh, so now you tell me I gotta wait Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now I get it. So now what's gonna happen if the time comes up velo nisu and they don't get married? Oh, chlos mishalo. Then she can go ahead. And she, you know, she's going to eat from him, va'ochos b'truma, and she can eat truma, the time's up. Higiyazman be'echa b'Shabbos, mifil she'enu yachol lichnos, eino ma'ala la'mazonos. So you just filled in the blank. So what's happening here? You can't do it on Sunday. The reason you do this is so you can go to Benston. Go on, just do it on Sunday. And it's because you want to give the time to prepare for the wedding. Oh, and after being prepared for the wedding, so it means I can't get married on Wednesday. So what if the time's up on Sunday? It's already been a year. Answer is, then he won't have to pay because he's not being negligent and not feeding her and not paying for her now or not getting married. That's what Chazal told him to do. So now all of our Bryce, you know, our 10 Iddic sources fit together. Everything is good, and we know the reason, and we know what not just why it's Wednesday. We also know why it's not Sunday. Fine. Okay. But now that we talked about this idea of him waiting and not getting married. And not doing the wedding on time, that now we're going to have this, this question of what he has to pay. So now the Gemara is going to dive in to this question of what happens with the delay. Whose fault is the delay, and does it matter whose fault it is, etc.
Delay past the 3 days?
The delay past the 12 months.
The
delay past the 12 months, right? Why? What happens if the 12 months is up and he has not yet said, let's get married? What happens? Does he have to pay? What if it's not his fault? We're going to see it right now. So lefikach, the Gemara says. Now that you tell me all this, and this is kind of, I think the Rebbe Moshe will continue this kind of, his statement. Chalahu, oh shachal. See, what if they don't get married? Not because it's ready for Sunday, but Chazal said get married on Wednesday. They're ready to get married on Wednesday, and then he gets sick, or she gets sick. They have to go into quarantine. Sorry, right? So sorry, just want to keep it awake, right? So let's say someone gets sick, right? Oh, she appears Anita. Or what happens if she comes Anita? Right? It used to be that we'd never get married if a woman's Anita. Now we have times it can happen. We can do it, but it's complicated. But what if she becomes Anita? So they delay the wedding because she's Anita. So then what happens? Ain't no mala mazono. So then in that case, he's not going to have to pay. Right? Why again? Because it sounds like the only, that in any case where it's not his fault, so he doesn't have to pay. Okay. So that sounds like it, right? Based on what we just said, anytime it's not his fault, so he shouldn't have to pay. Good. So the Yigda Baila, so the judge want to explain it a little different. Mi Bai Chala Hu Mo. Others explain it, no, it's a Kasha. But he says, the way Rabbi Shmuel said it before was, Lefikach, since he said all this, oh, so it's clear that some type of onus, it's out of his control, he doesn't have to pay for food during the extra days. But some say no, they ask a Kasha. Others explain that it goes like this. Chala Hu Mo. What happens if he gets sick? Hasam time am I yushum da'anis, right? Meaning there in the other case, right? When it came to the takanas chachamim, so it's not his fault. It's an onus. V'hachanami ha'anis, and here also it's not his fault. He got sick. Oh Dilma, hasam anis b'takante dechatinu le'rabanan. That was the takanas chachamim. Ha chalo, but here it's not the takanas chachamim. It's just something that happened. So whatever. So maybe in that case he still have to pay. Vim tim salomar, and if you're going to tell me chalahu malolamazonos, and if you're going to tell me, when he gets sick, Hitaka does have to pay. It's not enough. It's only when there's mamish kind of chachamim in his way. But otherwise, a regular onus, it's an onus, not his fault, but he still has to pay, right? So what about chalsahi? What if she gets sick? What would be the difference? Right, chalsahi mo. Or what could you say? Matz yamrla. Maybe he'll say to her, ana hakimna. Maybe he'll say to her, it's not a good school of Rishon Bais. But he'll say to her, look, it's not my fault. I wanted to have the wedding on Wednesday, and the time was up, and I'm ready to get married. It's a lot off Wednesday, I'm just saying, but right, I was ready to get married on time. You got sick. That's not my fault. right? And therefore, maybe he doesn't have to pay. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Matzi Amrullah, she can say to him, Matz Amalei, Nistav Chasadehu. She can say to him, literally means, your field got flooded, meaning, this is a, you know, natural disaster, or unnatural disaster. Like, what do you mean? This is out of my hands. This happened to you, sorry. Stinks for you, but now you gotta pay me, right? Now you gotta take care of it. Vim Tim Salomar, Amrullah Nistav Chasadehu. And if you wanna say that we talk a hope from that svara, that sometimes things happen, you know, your basement got flooded, sorry, it's just how it is, you still gotta pay for it, right? Pierce Anida Mo. What about an occasion when she becomes Anida? Right? So Bishas Vesta the low two barlech. If it's the time when she's supposed to get a period anyways, so then that's not some act of nature. That's an act of, you know, act of God. That's just normal. That's what's supposed to happen. So Lomatzi Amrila is Tab Chasadeyu. Then she can't say, we were on already on Bezo and Bez now. So she can't say, what do you mean? It just happened. It didn't just happen. It was planned that way. You could have predicted it, right? In which case, presumably, he wouldn't have to pay for it. When we're asking the questions, when it's an unusual time, out of the ordinary, she wasn't expecting to become an Ida. My, what's the case? So this is not the time of her Veset. She might say, Veset is just when the Gemara, right? When the, oh, we talk about the time that the woman's expecting to get her period. So so do you say, since, right, came into Lobashas Vestahi, Havya Matzi Amra Lein Yistav Chasadehu, she can say, look, it's an act of God. It stinks for you, but you got to pay me. Oh, Dilma came into Ikanashi, the Kameshanya Vestayo. You say, no, it happens sometimes. Sometimes women's cycles change. Kishas Vestadami, it's considered like natural, normal. Again, in which case, she would lose out on the money. So the point is, what do we do? Right, the original case we said, since we know that the Kanz Chachamim is like out of his control, anything out of his control, he's not going to have to pay if it delays. Or the other shot is, the other opportunity, the possibility is, no, there's all these things that can happen, and the back and forth about whether he's at fault, you know, is it really her fault? It's no one's fault, but these are things that you could have predicted and not could have predicted, etc. And therefore you take them, you still have to pay. So what's the answer? So Pashit Rav Chai answered, and he said, Higiyaz man velo nisu, if this time arrives and they didn't get married, ochlos mishalo, she eats from him. Ochlos truma, and she eats truma. Right? Meaning, basically, if the time goes by, then he has, then, meaning, what did the Mishnah say? With that Mishnah that we quoted before. It said, if she doesn't get married, she gets to eat, and she gets to eat truma. Lo nisu, right? Lo nasu lo katani, ela lo nisu. Okay, so Rav Chai is now going to be very specific in the language of that mission that we quoted. Right, the mission that said, "Lo nisu," if she doesn't get have nisuin done to her by him, as opposed to "lo nasu," which would be that he didn't do, right? He didn't do the nisuin. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains it. I think. Sorry. Yeah, look at Rashi. "Lo nisu." Second line in Rashi. "Lo nisu." Hey, in Labalim, the women were not married to their husbands. Chala ha'ikva benashim. Sorry, tala ha'ikva benashim. They're placing it on the women in this case, right? Meaning it's like it's something that they didn't have. They didn't get married. Okay, so what? So what? What's the point? So he said, go back into Gemara. So he says. So the Gemara says, hey, chedam, what's the case? Ida kama akvan in he. If the case is that she held back for some reason, right? She doesn't want to get married, right? She has not, she didn't agree, whatever it was. So she wasn't ready. Wants to wait a week until she has a different caterer, whatever. Right? Amai ochlos mishalo. Ochlos mishum. I mean, if the case is, right? Again, the Mishnah had said, if the time arrives, velo nisu, and they didn't get married, then she gets to eat. So what's the case? If the case is that she's holding back, why should she be allowed to eat from him and eat from Chuma? That makes sense. It's her fault. Right? That can't be. Right? Alav the isness. Oh, what? So what must the case be, right? It must be there was some type of onus, right? Ki hagavna, right? It must be some type of onus. The katani ochos mishalov ochos mishuma. And nevertheless, it says she can eat, right? So the implication is that since it says nisu, that's about her, right? And the implication is it can't that she in the halacha is that she eats, right? It can't be that she's holding back. So it must be one of these onus cases, things that are totally out of her control, and nevertheless, halacha is ochos mishalov ochos mishuma. Right, so it seems to be that in that case, we're saying that the basic answer would be any type of onus. It doesn't matter what it is. So anything that's out of her control that happens, he would have to pay.
So she holds the cards.
Sort of. Well, in the sense that if, I mean, not really. I mean, if she decides she doesn't want to get married, he doesn't get paid.
Right.
But if he decides he doesn't want to get married, he has to pay her.
Right.
But that's because he's the one who has the achrayus.
Right.
He's the one who's responsible to pay for her.
Right.
And he's the one who owes her share ksus va'ona. Right. That's the thing that he's responsible to his wife. We're going to talk about it as we move on. There's actually some things with the rabbanan that a wife owes to her husband. But this point is that these are things that the husband owes to his wife. And they did kiddushin. The 12 months is up. Let's go. Time to take responsibility for your wife. And he's not doing that. So in the sense, she holds the cards because it's his responsibility.
Right. So are we saying whether it's her, whether it's in her control or out of
yes.
her control, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. Exactly.
So she still gets to...
If it's something out of her control, and that makes the delay happen,
she still gets
to get paid.
By him.
Correct.
After a year.
After the year's up. Right. What's not clear to me, one thing, I think it's still true. The Gemara throughout that question said if it's Shas Vesta... Right, if it was the time she's expecting to become an Ida and she became an Ida, like that wasn't even a question. So I don't know based on this answer if Rav Chaya's answer even includes the case where she became an Ida. That's not totally clear.
She became an Ida and it was a predicted time.
Right, at her normal time. That's not totally clear to me. I don't know, we have to see.
But in that case, though, I mean, even if it's predictable, why?
Still out of her hands.
They say, you know, 12 months from now,
right.
I'm going to marry you.
Right.
It's predictable, but still, I mean...
Well, it probably wasn't predictable 12 months before. I wouldn't necessarily have known that. Right, So maybe not. No, could be not. I'm just saying I'm not positive.
Yeah.
Because the Gemara made that stipulation. Like, well, we're not even talking about B'Shas Ves. Like, that's obvious that he wouldn't have to pay before, in the back and forth. But it could be that this answer by Rav Chai is just saying, no, we don't care about any... Whatever the onus is, anything that's out of our control, even if it's predicted, it's out of our control. So that's what I would assume. I'm just throwing it out there.
But if they say it's 12 months,
yes.
And let's say you know she's going to get her...
But she has a 31 day, so, you know, it could be 31, 32, 28, 27, like it can shift.
Right.
So by the time you're going 12 months out, you wouldn't necessarily be able to predict it.
No, yeah, but let's say, okay, now it's coming up, it's a week before the wedding,
right.
She's supposed to be getting, could they change the date? Could he have married her a week earlier? Is it
would we be allowed to? It's a good question. Over the answer, I don't know. I would presume the answer would be yes, but I don't know.
Is it back a year or is it up to a year?
Yeah, and it's funny. I wonder what they did, like, Bisman Gamar, you know, before the time they had, you know, birth control, to set things up. Everyone now sets up the wedding on purpose that way. They can get set up. But in the old days, what did they do? They set the wedding, you know, different. I don't know what they would do. It's a good question. But presumably, you know, in terms of this takana of waiting a year, they could shift the day here and there. But maybe we'll see. I don't know. If we have to move along, we'll find out. That's a good question. Okay. Fine. The bottom line is, Rav Chai gave his answer. So now we have Rav Ashi. Everyone see where we are? I'm Rav Ashi. So I'm Rav Ashi. La'olam eim lacha kol onsa lo achla. Rav Ashi says, never. I'm going to tell you, wherever the onus is, she doesn't eat. Okay. With kama akve inu, right? And the case is when he is holding back. Ubedinu di bayli lemisne lo nasu va'ayd l'tana reisha bedidhi. Tananami Sefer Bididi. So Rav Ashi says, hold on one second. What was the whole answer Rav Chai gave? Rav Chai said, the language of the Mishnah that we had quoted, right, was lo nisu, right? That she didn't get married to him, right? That he wasn't done to her. She didn't have nisu in that. And so, since you see that the Mishnah is being specific about her, well, what would happen from her? Her holding back, that would be obvious she wouldn't eat. She wouldn't get chuma. So it must be it's a case of onus. Rashi says, not so fast. That specific reading of the Mishnah is not really correct. Why? Because the other things in the Mishnah also were talking about her perspective. The other examples that Mishnah had given, right, were... let me see, hold on. Look at Rashi in the third white line. What's that Mishnah talking about? We don't have this part of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah said, Nosin Basula Shnaimasar Chodesh, Vilaman Shloshim Yom. So there were those two beginning parts of the Mishnah were talking about the woman. So since they were talking from her, then it says, if the time comes, Velo Nisu, and they didn't get married. So Rav Rashi says, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Nisu was so specific and was relating specifically to her. Right, and that either she was holding back or not holding back per se. It wasn't necessarily about that. So he says, not so fast. And I could just tell you, that really we're talking about, if there's any ones, she doesn't get to eat. And the case is, right, if the time comes and they didn't get married, when? Because he holds back. If he's holding back, that's when he has to pay. Anything else, he doesn't have to pay.
In her doesn't control, out of her control, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's about him.
Meaning, the only time he has to pay is if the time comes and he holds back. If he delays, he's got to pay. Anything else besides
purposely.
Him holding back, purposely.
It's kind of his control.
If the Kanz Chachamim come and say you can't, then fine. Yeah. But otherwise, anything that he would hold back, then he has to pay. But if he's not holding back, and something else happens with her, and this thing, and whatever it was, she goes, Nito, whatever the case is, he's off the hook. As long as he's the one not holding back.
Right.
Fine. Okay, so Amrav, so fine. So now that we talked about the question of delay, etc., when it comes to the getting married and paying the share of owner, right, the things that he's responsible for his wife, we're now going to talk about this same question when it comes to a get. Like I told you, we're going to switch cases really fast, the different things. So Amar Rava, will the Indian gittin ain't okay? Says Rava, when it comes to a get, this halacha is not true. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi on the fourth wide line, alafikach kai, right? When Rav Shmuel said lafikach, therefore, if there's some type of onus, he doesn't have to pay, right? That's true when it comes to his requirement to pay for her mizonos, right? To require to pay for her parnasa, to make sure she has what to eat and drink and whatever. But in terms of a get, the fact that there's an onus does not come into play, and we don't care about onus. We're going to see what that means. So, Amar Rav, inin gittin ain't okay. When it comes to a get, it's not true. Okay, what do you mean it's not true? Look at Rashi actually again for a second. Alafika chayadash v'inan shit. She ikvas haones potarso mina mizonos, right? That when it comes to having to pay for her sustenance, so we said ones makes him off the hook, right? Leaning gittin ain't tainas ones moelis. If a person makes a taina, an argument, he says, so it's not my fault, something happened, we're going to see why it matters in a second, it doesn't help when it comes to a get. Right? And what's the case? Look at the Rashi. That's imnas and get lishto. Let's say a person gives a get to his wife, amanas, with a condition, and he says, get. And he says, if I don't come by a certain date, then the get is a get. And then what happens? Nanas, his flight got canceled. He's on his way. He said, don't come back by the 30th of September, then this is a get. And he's on his way home. And what happens? His flight gets delayed. He can't get there. Right? And he says, veloba. Right? And he says, onus, it's not my fault. What's halacha? Hareza a get. We don't care about onus when it comes to get. Right, ve'enu yachal omar anos ha'yisi. He can't say, "What do you mean it was out of my control?" Okay, so this is a whole new. This is now that we're talking about ones, right? By mizonos, we're talking about ones by get. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Amar Rava, will the inin getin ain't okay." When it comes to get, says Rava, this is a different story. We're not going to listen to your case of ones. Alma, so what does it seem? Kasava Rava. It sounds like Rava holds ain't ones begitten. Right, it sounds like Rava holds that onus is not something a person can say when it comes to a case of get. Okay, this does not mean about, you know, giving a get without his wanting to. That's not what we're talking about. It's just a case of getting. He makes a tanai, makes a condition, and then it doesn't play out. He doesn't do what he said he was going to do. Can he tie up? Can he say, wait a second, what do you mean? That was onus, not my fault. Rava says that can't be true. Gemara says, really? Minala de Rava, huh? How does Rava know? Where does that come from? So now let's try. Ilema, maybe you're going to say it comes may hadis nan from the following Mishnah, which says the following case. Harei zegi teich im lo basi mikan vat shnei basar chodesh. Kirsten says, goes to his wife, he hands her a get. He says, this is your get if I don't show up in 12 months from now. And then what happens? Umeis besoch shnei basar chodesh. And then he dies during the 12 months, before the time's up. So he didn't show up, right? That's the get. So he said, it is your get if I don't show up in the next 12 months, and then he dies. Okay, what happens? Ain't no get. All right, so the halacha is that it's not a get. Okay? Mace who, the ain't no get. Im chala, hareza get. I mean, the fact that he died, meaning the get, the implication is, it's if he dies that the get's no good. But if there's some other reason that he didn't show up, that then the get would be good. What? So that maybe that's your implication. That's where Rava learns that there's no, you can't argue onus when it comes to get. Maybe he's learning it from this Mishnah. That's the point, right? Because again, the Mishnah says, I'll give you a get. This is your get if I don't show up. And if I don't show up in the next 12 months, then it's your get. And then he dies. It's not a get. But why specifically mace? Or you could have given any, it doesn't show up for whatever reason, right? So maybe that's how Rava learns there's no such thing as an ones begin. So Mara says, no, not so fast. No, maybe even if another onus, so you're getting sick, whatever it is, flight canceled, that would also be a get, not be a get, right? And all I'm teaching here is that you can't give a get after the person dies. Because again, what did he say here? This is your get if I don't come back in 12 months. I mean, the get won't be chal. It won't take effect for 12 months. Well, the person died in between. So then why is the get no good? What do you mean? He didn't come back. The answer is, by the time the get is supposed to take place, he's already dead. Right? So he has to be alive when the get takes place. If he died beforehand, then there was no chance for the get to be chal while he was still alive. He had already died. So then she's an almana. But that's meaning, what would happen if he had a brother and she didn't have any children? They'd do yibum, right? As opposed to having a get, they wouldn't be yibum, for example.
That's not obvious.
And get lachamisa?
Yeah.
Well, the Gemara is saying maybe the point is what we're teaching me is ain't get la chamisa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe that's what the Mishnah is teaching me, right? And it really, it's not just they say misa, but it could be any type of onus. So Gemara says, no. So Gemara says, but wait a second, ain't get la chamisa hatana le resha, right? When ain't get la chamisa, I have another part of the resha of the Mishnah says harei zegiteich imasi harei zegiteich mecholizeh. The beginning of the Mishnah already told me that if it's a get la chamisa, he didn't say anything. So this part of the Mishnah can't be teaching me this. Can't be teaching me get la chamisa. So if it's not teaching me get la chamisa, what should it be teaching me? Maybe it's teaching me again. Now we bring it back. Maybe this really is helpful. Maybe this is what Rava's source for this concept of. There's no, you can't argue onus when it comes to a get. So Gemara says not so fast. No, maybe when they said, if he dies, it's not a get, this is to show disagreement with the Rabbi Seinu. Why? The Sanya, because we have another Brisa that says, Rabbi Seinu, hitiruah l'hinasei. The Rabbi Seinu paskined that she could actually get married in this case. Again, he says, this is your get, if I don't come back for 12 months, he dies within the 12 months. The Rabbi Seinu paskined that she can get married. She can get married.
Even though he's dead, yeah.
Right, she can get married. Meaning, it sounds like they think the gets are good, right? V'amrinan, and by the way, like as a little parenthesis, V'amrinan man Rabbi Seinu, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beidin de Shor Mishra. It was the same Beis Din that allowed oil. What does that mean? We know there's such a thing called Pas Yisrael and Yayin Nesech, different things that they can only that only Jews you have to have Chalav Yisrael, right? Things that only Jews can make for each other. Used to be that oil was one of those things, and then a Beis Din came and said oil is off the list. Oil is something that you can, non-Jews oil you can or Ovid of Vodazar's oil you can use. That's just a parenthesis. That's who they are. But the bottom line is Sarvilak Rabbi Yosi the Amar Zmano Shoshtar Mochia Chalav. So Mara says no. The Rabbi Seinu who allowed this, what do they say? They say, what's their svara? Where's this idea? But what do you mean? To get lachamis? The answer is no. The Zman, why did I write the Zman in the get? The get was given on the following day in the following place. Why did I write the time on it? I put this time on it to show that really I meant the get is chal now, from the day that it was given, right? So that's the Rabbi Seinu's, that's the reason they say it. She's like, she's divorced. Why? Because they'll say that it's ke'ilu, the get was given right then. So the point is, if that's the approach of the Rabbi Seinu, so what's the purpose of this Mishnah? Not to teach me, like Rava says, or like maybe you want to see Rava says, that there's no such thing as ones when it comes to get. No, it's to teach me, just to teach me, even though I know generally in get lachamisa, so that's a general rule. But in this case also, they would argue against the Rava saying, no, they're wrong. And we say, in this case also, if I don't come back for 12 months and he dies in the middle, that also in that case, the get's not good, not a good get. And that's the reason for this Mishnah. And it doesn't prove anything. We can't learn Rava's halacha, or Rava's idea that there's no onus in get from this Mishnah. Okay.
So according to the Mishnah, then, if it's a retroactive get,
yeah,
he dies during the 12 months, the get's still not good.
Like, what do you mean retroactive get?
Meaning that
if he says me'achshav,
yeah.
If she says hayom ulachamisa, we're going to see in a second, if he says hayom ulachamisa, that's different. Then if he dies, then she is divorced because he said me'achshav from today, right? If it's what you call retroactive, right? That it's,
yeah.
He says mehayom, right? So then in that case, even if he dies, right, before he comes back, the get can work. Why? Because the get really is retroactively chal when he was alive.
So how's the Mishnah argument? What are they saying different than
what they're saying now is that he didn't say me'achshav, okay. But nevertheless he put the date. The chiddush is since you put the date in the get,
so maybe
that counts like me'achshav. Okay. That's what Rashi says. Right. Maybe that counts like saying today. Even though, by the way, what's the other reason to say just have the date in the get? To know when the 12 months is up.
Right.
So if I don't come back in 12 months, right? But so maybe that's why they argue with the Rabbi Sanyo. But they want to argue that the Zman tells me it's from today. But without that me'achshav or me'hayo. Okay, so fine, so let's try again. So let's try a different place to learn Rabbi's din of no onus in get. Velam is seifa. So let's learn from the seifa. Me'achshav, and here's his case. Me'achshav in lo basi mikav ad yobes chodesh. What if he says, this is your get now, if I don't come in 12 months? He dies within the 12 months. How raise the get? Right? Mace. Vuadin lachala. Right? And it sounds like if he dies, and even if he gets sick, right? Sounds like the tenai of this argument of ones doesn't count. Doesn't matter. She's still a get. Samara says, no, Dilma Mace Dafka. No, that's why I gave the case of Mace. It's only if he dies. Because it's the case where he dies, right? Why does he want to make sure the gets chal? Because so she doesn't have to go deal with Yibum. I mean, that's 121 daf that we did already. We don't go back to that, right? So they don't have to deal with Yibum. So maybe it's only in the case where he dies, he has in mind that if I die, it'll be chal me'achshav. Right, but any other tefis ones, right? He was coming back. He wanted to stay married to her, right? And it's only the case of Mace is the case where we assume the get is me'achshav. Okay, so again, no proof. So Ella meha de'ahu da'amar lehu. So from a different case. So the person who said ilo asinim mikan v'atlas in yomin, he says it's your get if I don't come back in the next 30 days. Nihave gita, then it's your get. And what happened? Asa, he shows up. Besov tlas in yomin on the last day. A classic man, he shows up way, late, the last minute, he goes to the last minute, and what happens? Upaske mivra, there's a flood, right? And he can't cross the river. They see him on the other side, he's waving his arms, right? Amalahu, chazu de'asai, he says, look, I'm here, look, I arrived. Meaning, he didn't arrive, but they can see him waving his arms.
He's not dead.
And he didn't, and he says, I'm trying to come. You can see me, I'm on the other side of the river, right? So Amar Shmuel, Lav Shmei Masio, that's not called that he's here, right? So in that case, what do we say? Wow, so that's a really good example that onus begin. I mean, the answer is we don't listen, we don't care. He didn't arrive, right? It's a different. You said, Bergenfield, and you got to Teaneck, and then there was something in the middle. You didn't cross the street. So they had the train, very good. But yeah, the train is going for 10 hours, and you can't cross the thing in the middle of time. Shkia comes, and it's the wrong day, and it's too late, right? So good. So that's exactly the case. Perfect example. So I don't know if that's actually the border of Teaneck and Bergenfield, but that'd be a bit. But it's a good mashal. So we paskin, we don't care, right? But what do you see from there? Onus begin. We don't care. There's no such thing as onus begin. We don't care. Okay. Gemara says no, but Dilma onus the shchiachi a shiny. Maybe an onus that's like normal. That can happen all the time. That's when we don't care. The cave in the barley last snuye velo asni ihu da avsin anafshe, because he didn't have to make a tanai and he did. So now that's his fault. Meaning maybe the reason that meaning not a good proof. Why? Because that onus is a normal onus, right? You should know the train comes. Don't wait till Shki is at 7 o'clock. Don't show up at the train tracks at 6:58. Right? You might get stuck. Right? You really know you might get stuck. Right? So that's his fault. He messed himself over. Fine. So again, not a good proof. So Ella, what happened? Rava Svara de Nafshek Amar. Rava really says his own Svara. He made it up. Why? Mishum Snuos Umishum Prutzos. Okay? That there's no such kinds of onus when it comes to get. Right? And that if he doesn't show up, and he was supposed to, and he doesn't arrive on time, that what do we say? And he says, yeah, but it's not my fault. Something happened. We don't care. Why is that? Because it's going to work out well both for the women who want to keep the halacha very well, right, and they don't want a chalil to do anything wrong, and the women who want to do something wrong. Why? What's going on here? Mishim snuos the amris lo lahave get. If it comes to the snuos, if you tell me when there's an ones, and right, he's going to say, I wanted to come, but I couldn't come. Right? So, and we say, okay, fine, good, that's fine. We'll listen to you, right? Well, then it's going to leave us in big trouble, right? So what's going to happen? You're going to have women who care very much about the halacha. They don't want to do the wrong thing, right? And what's going to happen? Zimin de lo anis, visavra de anis. What's going to happen? Maybe there was no onus. But she's going to say, right, maybe there was an onus. He didn't come this week, and he didn't come next week, and he didn't come the third week, and he didn't come the fourth week, and that's a year, and it's 2 years, and it's 3 years. And she's going to say, yeah, but maybe he was an onus. Maybe he's in jail somewhere, right? And she's going to end up, right, umi agna v'yasva. She's going to end up staying without, she can't get married, right? She's going to be left as a maguni. You didn't think about it, like, right? Like, wow, like, it could really mess somebody over. If you paskin that there's an onus begitten, then this woman, who's an erlicha woman who wants to do the right thing, will be stuck without a husband and will never be allowed to get remarried. Okay, and what about the other side? Umushum prutzo, so about the women who want to do the wrong thing. Diyam is a lowly havagita. If you're going to say that when the guy shows up, right, and there's an onus, and it turns out that it's not a get and it should be, right? Zinnin the onus, maybe there's a case where there's onus, taka, right? Ve'amra, and she'll say, nah, it wasn't onus. It wasn't an onus. And he's just not showing up, right? V'azla u'minseva v'nimse get batol banim amzerin, right? And she's going to say, yeah, it's fine, and it's going to turn out, right? There really was an onus, and if we paskin that there's an onus begitten, it really be talking about holding her up, and she wouldn't know, or she doesn't care, and she'll end up being mezana and having children in mamzerin. So therefore, Rava says, we never allow onus begitten. Why? Not because I learned it from anywhere. It's a takana, basically. Right, he's making a gzera, right? That we're going to create no onus in gittin to protect the tsnuos and to protect the prutzos. So the Gemara's next kasha is going to be, but wait a second, what does that mean? And we're going to see this next daf. That you have situations where the raisa, the get was chal, right? And you're going to say no get, right? Or the opposite. Right? You're going to really messing with things here. So the Gemara's going to ask that question in a second, right? Umi ikat mi the raisa lo have get umushim tsnuos umushim prutzos sharinan h dish alma. Or you're gonna meet the right, say it wasn't a get. And you're saying, God, you know, no, we don't say onus, so it's a get. And how are you gonna do that? So that we'll have to figure out as we move ahead. Okay.